Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Planet FM 104.6 at 6:30 on a Monday night, which means it is time for the Third and Footlong Show. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT. How are you?
I'm good, Darren. How are you?
I'm good. We have a massively packed show tonight.
Yes, we do.
And it would have been more massively packed had I have done my job correct.
It's all right. It's funny, though, about a minute ago learning that you hadn't
done what I thought I was doing. I was like, I was so pleased with myself. And then you said, yeah, I can't wait to reveal my teams tonight. And I went,
teams? I will still reveal my teams. And you can have an opinion.
Teams?
What's funny is that there's like some devastating injury on one of the teams I've picked, and then it looks stupid. And then you'll just be like, lol, my pick next week. It's fine, I won't have them.
Oh, I'm telling you now, there's devastating injuries everywhere at the moment.
I know.
People are just not even getting out the first week of training camp.
Why don't we do the news first since we're starting off with the news?
Oh, we always start off with weekend. How was it?
I just worked.
Oh, not again.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh. I have nothing to report. You went to some shows and stuff.
I did two shows. Yes, I emceed two shows. And I don't know whether I should declare this on the radio or not.
Oh, God, what are you doing?
I almost lost a nipple.
Good job.
Because trying to, you know, the cost of living thing where you try to eke every last thing out of shampoo and shower gel and stuff like that. So I unclicked the top of the conditioner so I could just get the last bit out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as I went to click it back together, I didn't realise how close to my body they were. And I just felt the click brush past and I was like, oh my God, that was like a mil or 2 mil away from a left nipple
dissection. So I take it you never had a nipple piercing when you were younger.
I did not. Okay. Funnily enough, no.
It's just a good way to say that. Now everyone knows this.
That's right. Well, I two things I haven't had done. I have not ever had a piercing of any nature.
A tattoo.
And but I'm gonna fix the second one. I don't see myself going to the piercing world at my age.
You don't really need a tattoo if you don't want a tattoo.
No, but I've always wanted one. But I've just never got around to it. I
have
quite a few years to do this. I don't know. It's like, it's pretty average.
I don't, you know, I have to do this.
You are well inked. I'm not.
I'm not that well inked.
But I had like
Sleeves.
Both of. That's what my ultimate aim is. But then I need to find like the $10,000 to do it as well.
You might want to do it before your skin gets too thin because then it becomes quite painful. Just as a side note.
So I'm thin-skinned.
I just mean, you know, as you get older, your skin thins. That's quite sad.
I don't really have much protecting those arms either. They're quite flimsy arms.
I know. We should get you to do the bench
press. They're kind of like schoolboy arms. Kind of, do you know Mr. Potato Head?
Yes.
I kind of have his arms. You know those little white arms that stick out? That's me.
You think I don't know who Mr. Potato Head is?
That's me.
Well, I did watch Toy Story.
Yeah, but like, that was also like 1990 something when the first one came out.
Yes, but I am.
I know, but whenever I refer to anything that's pre 2000, you're like, I have no idea what that is. Who?
Well, it's more pre 1995. I don't know what you're talking about.
I wanted to do a bit of retro show stuff because I've brought some in for you tonight.
A retro show?
I want to talk about some stuff that's happened in previous shows.
Okay,
it's only brief because I know we've got a packed show. First of all, obviously, Craig Westenberg last week, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Little bits of feedback on people from that.
We are trying the toasted sandwich next week.
Yes,
we just ran into some roadblocks.
Yes. Do you remember the short about my black hair?
Yeah.
When you posted the short about me dyeing my hair.
I'm just really concerned what you're about to say.
No, what was really weird is it kind of like snuck out there for a while. And then all of a sudden in the last week, loads of my school friends have found this short and they're like,
beautiful.
Oh my God, I remember that. Your mum was so good. I could imagine that she would have ripped you to pieces. I was like, yeah, that's much what happened.
That's why we made
so
it.
So just school friends that I haven't really spoken to much lately and stuff like that have found this short and there's just beautiful. Been people going, oh my God, can't
do
this.
The short.
And then on a previous episode,
yes,
we talked about golf days. And we talked about reading the future, reading the future about winning a prize at a golf day. And then 10 years later,
your toaster.
Guess what?
Do you bring the toaster?
Guess what's here?
It's a very light toaster.
Look.
Thermocraft.
The Thermocraft toaster. There we go for the camera. So that is their real old school light logo. They're not even called Thermocraft anymore. They're bought out by Kingspan. So this was to celebrate 1987 to 2007. So you could see how long ago I won this thing. And you know what? I'm going to show you.
And how old was Danny Allen in 2007? Do you want to do that game?
Look, it's still completely wrapped. It's still completely wrapped.
Yeah, all this does is show that you might be slightly a hoarder.
Oh, well, why would you throw out a brand new toaster? Because who knows?
You can't get out of the box.
Pull it. Come on. Pull my box.
Just get a squeaky polystyrene.
Look at that.
Driflex.
Look at that.
What is... Driflex Aluband.
Aluband was a tape. Yeah, it's a tape. A Driflex was gone by the time I turned.
Love anyone who hates the sound of squeaky polystyrene is going to absolutely love you right now.
Oh, look how cool that is though, right? Let's just break it out. I promised that I would try and find it out, and there it is.
You honestly sound like you've never seen a toaster before. Look how cool this is. Toasted bread.
But it was weird for me because I won a toaster of a company that I went and worked for like 12 years later.
And you sold Driflex.
And it wasn't even that I remembered that it was there. I kind of just like found it in the cupboard one day.
Driflex, a fire retardant, absorbent, breathable, non-woven wall wrap. Just as a side note, Driflex / Thermocraft, please come sponsor us. Darren, here's your toaster.
Well, if we do a short on this about the reveal, we can then at Kingspan Thermocraft and at... I could start tagging everybody in it that I used to work with and see how far we can push.
Can you text me to remind me what the name of the company is if it's not that anymore?
Yeah, we'll work it out.
Thermocraft.
Yeah, we'll work it out. So, I've just wasted 5 minutes of this fine show unwrapping a toaster.
And putting squeaky polish on.
I mean, I'm not sure I'm ever going to use this toaster, but I kind of like keeping stuff of companies that I used to work for.
Like a memento?
I like have a business card of, like, my business card from, like, the last 20 years of companies I've worked for. I have mugs from every company I've worked for.
I do not have any of these things. I have memories and paychecks.
Are they good memories, though? This may be why you don't keep anything.
I've worked in almost over 30 jobs, so...
What?
So, no.
What?
Sometimes I forget where I've worked as well.
I mean, I am considerably older, but I think I've only worked for about 7, 8 companies, something like that, so... Anyway, there's my recap on the last few shows, but I was so excited when I saw it last night, and I'm like, DT's going to be so excited to see my toaster.
It's plastic outside. You don't see a plastic toaster nowadays,
right? No, not at all.
They're all fancy.
That's right. This is OG.
OG white toaster.
OG white toaster. Do you want to do some facts?
Are we doing food facts?
Yeah.
Whoa! That's impossible. That is correct. Wow.
Just you know, when we have about 5 minutes to clear the studio, this is going to be a disaster.
I'm just going to make sure the toaster's not blocking anyone's shot, at least. There we go. And now let's talk about McDonald's. It's a great segue. Didn't know how to segue there. Toasted bread. Okay.
You're kicking the studio to death.
So, Darren, let's go back to the year 1977. Not sure how old you were, but it was the era of disco.
I was born. And it was the year.
Did you see the first Star Wars movie that came out then?
I was in the cinema around that sort of late 70s time watching Star Wars, yes.
Nice.
You know that I'm not a fan of Star Wars, though.
I know, but I just thought I'd take us back to that time because that is the year that the most amazing thing ever emerged, and that was the McDonald's breakfast menu.
Yeah. And guess what's coming later?
And it featured an egg McMuffin, hotcakes, sausage, toasted English muffin with jam, scrambled eggs, hash browns, and a Danish.
Nice.
I know. It was nice. But firstly, we should hit rewind because we should talk about the most famous of all the breakfast items, the egg McMuffin. Started in Santa Barbara in 1971, a man named Herb Peterson decided that McDonald's needed a staple breakfast sandwich. At first, he tried to make Eggs Benedict, but that did not go well, because hollandaise in a fast food place.
Yeah, don't go well.
So he went, nah. So he put a slice of cheese for the creaminess, shoved a bit of bacon on there, and boom, Egg McMuffin.
The bacon and Egg McMuffin.
And not just happy with inventing what is probably one of the most famous sandwiches in the world, he also invented the Teflon ring that makes it circular for the little egg.
Ah, inside. For the egg thing. Beautiful.
And then I thought it'd be fun to talk about some breakfast special regional. McDonald's. We've got the bacon roll, which you'd be quite familiar with. UK. We've got halloumi McMuffin from Saudi Arabia. Pretty salty, I think. Egg and cheese burger in China.
Nice.
And a chicken McMuffin with egg in South Africa. And that is the food facts of the week.
Thank you very much. I thought you were going to go way back to who invented McDonald's and...
No, I thought I'd keep it breakfast
franchise.
Theme.
No, I like it.
I thought I'd keep it on theme with the poll, because otherwise I think McDonald's, you could be a bit lost in corporate history.
For evs.
But yeah, shout out to Herb, who invented everyone's favourite breakfast sandwich from a takeaway place, Egg McMuffin.
Nice. Good on him. Now, I know you can't eat most of those, right?
Nope. I can eat the hot pancakes.
If you could, would you go for the bacon McMuffin or the sausage McMuffin?
Probably the bacon one. Because I don't know what's in the sausage. If I could eat... you know the thing that I really have always wanted to try, but I've never tried? Breakfast burrito?
Oh, that's good.
They look like they'd be nice.
Breakfast burritos, they are good.
Unfortunately.
Not for you.
Not to be.
No.
Should I go?
Yes, let's do. Here we go with the food poll, which, as broken on this station just 2 minutes ago, the McDonald's breakfast. So we'll just go through some of the comments first. So, Renee.
Quite judgmental. She says, nothing else. No hot drink? When I texted you my answer, not even a hot drink? I was like, Darren, you know very well, I can't really eat this, so no.
Yeah, it was a judgy text, wasn't it?
Yeah, not even.
Unintentional. Unintentional.
Not even.
Are you not even having a hot drink?
And it came back, so fast as well. I was like, okay, Darren.
All right, calm the fart.
It wasn't salty McDonald's, I just unfortunately cannot bear to eat it.
So, Renee, hash browns for the celiac diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And I just simply asked it with my judgmental way, is there not another for celiacs? And it was like, no.
Mm-mm.
Nothing. Joe from Chicago.
Bear down.
I don't know why I turned away from the mic, because it's the headphones.
Yeah,
that's
I was
the
wondering
problem.
What you were happening.
And then I went, no, you're wearing the headphones. Corin, this week's poll is brought to you, courtesy of type 2 diabetes, to which Craig replied, why do you only ever have problems, Corin? Where's your solutions? So, up Craig. Corin then also said, other is my new favourite poll option. Reese, so on the rare occasion I am nursing the after effects of too much fun, it is for me, 2 hash browns, 2 cheeseburgers. Hash browns in the cheeseburgers, slamming a blue Powerade.
That's respect.
That is a breakfast of champs. Stephen, Miami fan from the UK. Over here in England, there is also the double sausage and egg McMuffin. Top draw with a couple of hash browns.
Fin up.
And then Ian from Auckland used to get the toasted English muffins before they replaced them with the stupid American bagels.
Stupid. I know, I'm a bagel person. So.
Yeah. And Ian, you and Ian are not going to breakfast together.
It's okay.
So Ian was not buying it. Ian was grumpy, I think, because he's a big Penrith Panthers fan, and they got whooped by the Wasps over the weekend. So maybe Ian was just a little bit salty about that.
But not salty enough.
So let's go to the bowl. And it was simply, the question was, when I go to McDonald's for breakfast, I get blank.
I really want there to be another other.
There is other other.
No, another other.
Oh, another other. No,
an
just
other and another other.
Is that like brother from another mother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another other.
Another other mother brother. That only got 3%. The other other.
The another.
I am an athlete, thanks, 1%. So that shows who the audience of our show are. Not athletes. Just a hot drink for those people who get a hot drink.
I'm sorry.
6%. Massive McMuffin, 8%. Pancakes.
Boom.
You're
cakes.
Very fine.
Nice.
12.
Nice.
Bacon and egg McMuffin, 10. Chicken and bacon McMuffin, 3. Bagel, 3%.
Bagel.
Big Brekkie Burger, 12. which meant we're left with two. In second place with 17%, it was the hash brown. They are good. Those McDonald's hash browns are great, especially if you like early morning, smack one out.
Really?
And the winner, and hence the reason I asked your question earlier, with 25% of the vote, sausage and egg McMuffin.
Good
Get
job, sauce.
In there. So that is it.
That is it.
It is all concluded. If you want to give us a suggestion for a food poll.
Go. Or if Macca's want to sponsor us.
Yes, just in case. There's a high chance that's going to happen.
Super high.
But if you do have ideas for a food poll, just send them to us through Facebook, Instagram, and we will make your beautiful food poll come to life.
Do people go to a Burger King for breakfast or not?
Yeah, I was trying to work about that. I've been to Subway. They have those nice, like...
Is it egg-themed again?
It's got some egg momentum in it. No, sorry about that. You could ask them to leave it out.
I know. But instead, I'm going to go...
Welcome to this week's NFL news, and there is a lot. It is starting to ramp up now as we get closer to the start of the season. DT, would you like to take away some signings of the week?
Yeah, let's go. Bills sign offensive guard Osiris Torrance to a 4-year, $78.4 million contract. Titans sign Peter Skoronski, who we talked about last week, to a 4-year, $100 million extension.
That's
making
a lot.
The highest paid guard.
Yes.
The Bears agree to a 4-year, $116 million extension with Darnell Wright, their offensive tackle.
Bear down.
The Texans extend yet another defensive player, Henry To'o To'o, to a 2-year, $16 million extension.
Well, they're struggling on D, so glad they did that.
So surprising. And then Stephon Diggs signs with the Commanders, his hometown team, on a 1-year, $10 million deal.
On top of that, Jonathan Taylor locked in a 2-year, $44 million extension with the Indianapolis Colts.
Putting him just behind Bijan Robinson coming in at number 2, who got paid for a 3-year extension worth up to $75 million and $22.25 million per year.
But the highest paid RB, Detroit! Jahmyr Gibbs signed a 3-year, $67.5 million extension with the Detroit Lions, making him the highest paid running back in... Nuffle history.
Yep, $22.5 million per year. Just for fun. Just a slight bit more.
Is that all your signings?
What I was going to say, those Lions today signed Josh Dobbs after Teddy Bridgewater abruptly retired.
Yes.
They also worked out Trevon Diggs.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Also over the weekend, we had the Hall of Fame game.
Mm-hmm.
And what a game that was.
I know, I quite liked it. It was actually like a good game, because normally it's... hard to watch, would be putting it lightly, but this was fun. And Haynes King, with the buzzer, going in for the touchdown after we discussed last week, thinking, is Haynes King going to be the Carolina Panthers quarterback? Hopefully, because he is now week-to-week with a hamstring injury.
Oh, no. What a disaster. Also, Carson Beck.
Yeah.
Also talked about last week. We were also well ahead of it last week, weren't we? He had a great game. Lots of people really going, he's NFL ready. And I'm like, oh, I thought Haynes King looked pretty good.
He played against, also can we just, both players did play against the twos and threes and yes. Potentially people who may not make an NFL roster. So that's always to take into account in the preseason games.
But if you look at Haynes King, his arm compared to...
Also at the end of the game when his whole team swarmed him.
I know.
Like that's...
If you're Bryce Young... sitting on the sideline.
Are you happy his hamstrings hit?
Maybe a little bit, yeah. But I thought both of them gave a great account of themselves. Really opened the game. Yeah. 0-0 at the end of the first quarter and you're like...
I know.
Then 17-17 at halftime. It was like, here we go.
Over 800 yards of offense in this game.
Yeah. That's what we want.
That is what you want.
That's what we want. We're not interested in D. We're not interested in 90 yards of passing and 3 yards of running.
Do you know who I did really like, though? Richie Virgil on the Cardinals. Yes. He took some hits and hung on to the ball. Yeah. Like, he took some proper big hits from people trying to make the roster. So yeah, I quite liked Virgil. Yeah.
So 33-30 to the Panthers.
Yes.
Probably the only game they'll win this year. So good of them.
And no Jeremiah Love. Just
no. Yeah. Absolutely not. And no starting QBs for either, was there?
No.
No. So the Hall of Fame game, which of course means the Hall of Fame enshrinement.
Mm-hmm.
This year we had Drew Brees, record-setting former New Orleans Saints and San Diego Chargers quarterback.
Probably more known for the Saints.
Yes, I'd say so. Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Who still hasn't officially retired, I don't think.
No, I didn't know how he got into the Hall.
Yeah, because he still hasn't. Luke Kuechly.
Mm-hmm. Very cool linebacker.
Yes, former Carolina Panthers. And Adam Vinatieri, who broke my wife's heart at 3 o'clock in the morning, kicking the winning time-expired field goal in the Super Bowl against the Carolina Panthers.
The Patriots, yeah. And then also then the Colts.
Then the Colts. And then Roger Craig.
Yes.
The multi-time Super Bowl champion running back, elected via the senior ballot.
Mm-hmm.
But, obviously, of course, the controversy still surrounds no Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
And no Mike Shanahan.
Or Torrey Holt as well.
Yes.
That's always one that gets mentioned.
There's still some question marks over why Belichick is being ignored. And if you look at the 2027 eligible...
Gates.
Have you seen it?
Gates. Just the numerous gates that seemed to flood the Patriots throughout his tenure. There was Deflategate, there was other gates,
yes.
Spygate, just many gates for the Patriots, yes.
Excuse my cough, but have you seen next year?
It's insane. Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger, Rob Gronkowski.
Definitely in.
Adrian Peterson, Richard Sherman, Cam Newton, Antonio Brown, Andrew Whitworth, Le'Veon Bell, Le'Veon Bell. Gerald McCoy, it's like, oh
Le'Veon
my
Bell,
God.
Like, too short a career.
Yeah. Mm. But, like, you look at that alone and you're like,
yeah, good luck.
I don't think Belichick and Shanahan are seeing it next year either.
Good luck.
Eli Manning's not in either.
Anyway, let's quote the Hunger Games. May the odds be ever in your favour.
Oh, look at you. So that is the Hall of Fame, well and truly wrapped up.
And just because I thought my text to you was quite funny this week on the Zay Flowers signing. Immediately, Puka Nacua signed Zay Flowers' agent because it was quite an insane contract, making him the fourth highest paid wide receiver per year, matching Justin Jefferson's salary.
Yeah, I don't put them in the same.
No. What is interesting, though, is they signed him early, so maybe they're hoping by the time 2 years comes around when the extension actually starts that it's... But I don't know what's happening there. Oh, well.
But trouble at the Raiders...
Yes.
Kirk Cousins and defensive end Max Crosby held out of team drills after a heated practice fight.
Yes. Never fun.
Lane Johnson announced that the 2026 campaign with the Philadelphia Eagles is probably my last.
And then three terrible injuries. Jalen Walker for the Falcons linebacker is out for the season with a torn ACL. Laramie Tunsil done, torn tricep for the Commanders. And the Bears lose Kobe Bryant for 8 to 10 weeks.
Yes.
With numerous injuries to his knee.
Would you like me to quickly wrap through some college? Do you have some college?
No, but I do have one other thing.
Oh, go for it. Just do
it. Did you hear the Rams are flying in and out same day to AU?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that's what the league really wanted. They really wanted the Rams to be there for like less than 10 hours. It really brings the Rams to Australia.
How the hell do they think they're going to play that game?
I don't know. Apparently they sent Rams personnel to see what it would be like if you did that.
That's 25 hours.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And you're literally going to get off with your DVT leg and then go and try and exercise for...
Look,
I just don't see how that happens.
We both live down under in
That's
New Zealand,
right.
And we're very aware of the effects of long-haul travel and how great you feel coming off the plane. You just feel fantastic, don't you, Darren? You feel like you could definitely go play an NFL game.
Oh, I could definitely go play an NFL game, warm up, warm down. That is insanity. I had no idea of that. That's crazy.
Right. College news, go. Yeah.
Ohio State leads the new preseason coaches poll ahead of Oregon. USC center Killian O'Connor suffered a non-contact practice injury and is out for the season.
Because that's where Arthur...
Yeah,
Smith.
Yeah. Indiana defensive lineman Kellen Wyatt decided a return for a fifth season. The Protect College Sports Act failed to reach the Senate floor before recess, but secured a spot in the September calendar. Colorado head coach Deion Sanders moved the team south to Colorado Springs for a brief summer training camp bonding trip.
Cute.
New Purdue AD Tommy McClelland quickly had to walk back ill-advised championship digs at Indiana.
Spice.
He stood there and said, if you want to win championships, come here. If you don't, go to Indiana. Who just happened to be the defending champions?
Did you do that who on purpose?
Who?
Shiz.
Who? Shiz. And last but not least, this is the coolest piece of college news.
I hope.
And it makes me regret that I never bought a season ticket to the University of Akron football team.
Oh, yeah, the offensive. Yeah.
So the University of Akron football team is running a promotion called Offensive Coordinator of the Game. One lucky season ticket holder will win a drawing to help head coach Joe Moorhead script and call the opening offensive drive for their home game season opener against Robert Morris. It's a bit rough, just one guy. On September 12, 2026.
God, I hope it's not a pick six.
Oh, I'd love to do that. What would be your first call?
This is terrible. I always love a flicker.
Oh, dear, that would be great, wouldn't it? I would just go. I would be deep.
I just love watching the defense first. Be like, crash and be like, oh, no.
I would love to. I'm going deep ball, first throw, every time.
Flea flicker.
Yeah.
Oh, either that or the wide receiver throws a ball.
So, dear University of Akron, if you do not find someone suitable for that, me and DT are happy to fly on over and help call your first drive of the season.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, this is happening.
Wow.
Shall I go first since I did a bit more of the homework?
You did the work. You did the proper work whilst I was so pleased with myself by last night that I'd done everything and then...
You're crushed.
I am crushed, but I'm going to make this work.
Okay. I will now reveal my AFC and then my NFC.
Do you want to go division at a time and I'll just go along with you and I will make my prediction on the fly.
Okay. AFC East. I am going with Josh Allen and the Bills.
I think so, given where the Patriots are at. But the Bills' new head coach, heavily offense with Joe Brady.
I'm not sure where the Patriots are at. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, we don't know where this old Vrabel fallout's going to happen. It's definitely not going to be the Jets. It's definitely not going to be the Dolphins. So I'm on board
with
that.
I went with the safe pick with Josh Allen and the Bills. AFC South. No real surprise here. I'm going Texans.
Why not? I mean, they're going to win every game like 6-3. So it's like, that's going to be, I'm down with the Texans. I'm not sure how Daniel Jones is going to come back from the Colts.
No.
I think the Jaguars are going to
I have the Jaguars as a wild card.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, they played well enough last year, but it's whether with some of those losses, they're going to be able to replicate.
I like Liam Cohen. I really like that they kept their defensive coordinator. I'm for the Jaguars.
Yeah, I can go with that.
I wish they had. I'm trying to think what they're.
Duval!
Came to me slowly. AFC West. I have the Denver Broncos again. Defense.
That was really interesting. I was watching some stuff last night. And the prediction thing that was on DAZN, which I didn't realise I'd resubscribed to yet, but only to find that 2 weeks ago it had disappeared off my credit card, has the Denver Broncos going 2-4 in there, because we talked before about their horrific start, then had them winning 10 straight.
I like the Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, that they are the least changed roster in the entire NFL.
I also, for the AFC West... Because I had to kind of back them because I've been talking about their run game all off season. So it'd be a bit weird if I didn't back myself there. So Chargers.
Oh, in the playoffs.
In the wild card.
In the wild card. Oh, I think the Chiefs. I don't know. Chargers. I'm not convinced.
I do also going to make another prediction. I think there will be a three-way tie going into week 18 for the AFC North and AFC West. So I have two AFC North teams going. For the AFC North win, I have the Steelers. And in the wildcard spot, I have the Ravens. I do not have the Bengals in the playoffs.
I've got the Bengals winning that division, as I always do.
I just think the coaching's going to fall apart.
Yeah, well, that's their problem. And we're going to cover these guys off later, right? So we'll have a real good chat about it. But, yeah, the Ravens, whilst Lamar Jackson's there, it's really going to be interesting because there was this whole talk about whether he'd got speed or not. So, yeah, interesting to see.
And that is my AFC.
Okay, excellent. NFC.
NFC. I have, for the NFC North, Detroit Lions.
I really think, because obviously they're going from worst to first, right? Green Bay, I do not. No. And by the way, just spoiler alert, have a look out on some social media this week. Well, this week, it will be this week.
Yeah, it'll be this
you
week.
May see something about this division. So if you are a fan of this division, keep an eye out on social media. I think the only team that are probably going to change, obviously Green Bay, Mike Parsons, gone.
Please say it. Say it. Say the other team.
No, I think it's going to be the Vikings if it's not. Yeah. I mean, I know you wanted me to say the Chicago Bear.
Bear down.
I know you wanted me to do that, but no, I don't think. No, I think there's going to be trouble in Chicago.
Bear down.
I don't think that Caleb Williams. You know my opinion here. So, anyway.
So, I actually, and the so. This is my wild card spot. Between the 49ers and the Bears, I went with the Bears also for the pure fact that I can go bear down all season. I am in on the Bears. Also, the 49ers, just there's some weird stuff happening over there. All of their wide receivers are now injured. I just can't get behind them. Sorry, I really wish I could because I think the 49ers are pretty much always in, and I think I could be wrong about this. But just, and then the whole Tesla thing now, it's just weird.
I think that the Lions could win that division, but I think they could drag the Vikings through into the playoffs.
Who's the quarterback?
That's going to be the determination, right? That's really going to be it. Did you want to go the West?
NFC West, I have the Rams for winning the division. And in wildcard spot, I do have the Seahawks.
Yeah, if the 49ers got no wide receivers, they're shot already.
Yeah. NFC East, I have the... I have winning the NFC East. I have the Cowboys. Go, boys.
Yeah. I can't see anyone else coming out that division.
Outworld them, Cowboys. And I actually have the Eagles in my wildcard spot, so I do see someone else coming out that division.
Oh, yeah, of course. Bloody hell,
I have the Eagles.
No, I think the Eagles are going to win that division.
Wait, the Eagles.
The Eagles are going to win that division.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are going to the playoffs because they seem to go, one year they're out of the playoffs, everything's flaming, and next year they're in the Super Bowl, so really.
They've still got a great lineup. Sorry, I forgot about the bloody Eagles. No, they're going to win it. Cowboys in the playoffs.
Yeah. And then NFC South, I have the Saints. I think it's no shock to anyone who's been listening to our podcast. We both love the Saints.
And it's going to be a 9-8 win that division.
Who dat nation?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a 9-8, and no one else is coming through.
No.
And we could see the end of Bryce Young in that division this year.
And then my Super Bowl matchup. Dun, dun, dun. I have what everyone has in the NFC just because I do think they can make it, and that's the Rams.
Yes, I've got the Rams.
And then, so this is where it gets really hard. The AFC, I think, very hard to choose. I ended up going... I don't know. I went for someone from the AFC South, and I went backward and forward, backwards and forwards. And then I thought, you know what, Danielle? Are you going to go Duval, or are you going to go H-Town? And I went H-Town, Houston, Texans.
Going H-Town. I can tell you one thing for sure. If the Bills don't do it this year, they're done.
Yeah.
It's not happening. I am going to go Rams-Broncos. I think the Broncos, if they do that 10-game run, they're going to be pretty hard to stop.
Do you know what Super Bowl I would love, though? Rams versus Chargers in SoFi. Because that would be so cool. It would be like full LA.
Yeah, that so they awesome. Could both take their 3,000 fans each.
The Rams have way more fans than the Chargers.
Chargers would be like, oh, does anyone else want to come to the party as long as you want to wear a Chargers shirt?
Do you want to start off on the homework you actually did?
Yes. Which one would you like to start with?
Should we go with the big MVP?
Do you want to go with the MVP?
Yep.
Back to back.
Okay.
Back to back. If they're going all the way to the Super Bowl, he's going to be there. He's going to be in the running.
You're going back to back, and I'm going back to Dak.
Oh.
Dak Prescott.
Well, he was in the running for the first 6 or 7 weeks last year.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys, yeah.
But if they don't win that division, he's not winning it. And the Rams are winning that division. And if they are going to the Super Bowl, then Stafford's in the mix again.
And do you want to know who, because I have Dak as my MVP, I thought, you know what, let's go double down. And I was thinking about Detroit, Jahmyr Gibbs, but I went with the Offensive Player of the Year, George Pickens. I just think that'd be so fun.
Interesting. I had Jahmyr Gibbs on the periphery. The interesting thing about MVP, I was looking, and I found out two really interesting things about it. Myles Garrett broke the sack record last season and did not receive a single MVP vote.
That's not a thing.
Ja'Marr Chase won the receiving triple crown in 2024 and finished eighth in the MVP voting.
And Cooper Kupp,
with
when
no
he did
first
it.
Place votes.
And Cooper Kupp, when he did it, didn't receive any votes. Christian McCaffrey, when he did the most insane thing at running back, didn't receive many votes. It's
should
just,
it be the MVP or is it the MVQB?
Yeah, it's the most valuable quarterback.
Yeah. Your offensive player of the year.
I had George Pickens.
I've got for Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm just a bit worried Kevin Stefanski might not use him as well as you could.
Mm.
Coach of the Year, I have the Saints, Kellen Moore.
I've got one or two. I've got Kellen Moore is on my list.
What's your slash? Though?
Kevin Stefanski. I think he's gonna do
already,
something.
He's already won Coach of the Year.
I know, but you can win it. Yeah,
no, you
can. I don't think it's gonna be obvious. I don't think it's gonna be like a Sean McVay or someone like that. I don't think so.
My other option was Brian Schottenheimer. Obviously, you can tell I went Cowboys heavy.
You are two them boys.
I just went for like, you
what
know, I was like, you
cowboys?
Know what? I already said I wasn't going to, so I may just go all the way on Dallas and be absolutely
you
wrong
are
again.
Weighing.
Absolutely
you are
wrong
weighing.
Again.
Defensive player of the year?
Defensive player of the year? I have Aiden Hutchinson from Detroit.
God, I had him on my list, but I've got Myles Garrett. Back to back again. You can see where I'm going here, can't you?
Offensive Rookie of the Year. I have Dijon Stripling from the 49ers.
Well, you told me that I'm too low on this team. So I have...
Duval?
No. I have Duval. Carnell Tate.
Yep.
From the Tennessee Titans.
That's fair.
You tell me that I'm always down on the Titans. I did have Jeremiah Love because he's probably going to have more output.
I honestly think the issue with the Cardinals and the Titans is they don't get enough media coverage.
Yeah.
It's hard to get a media
award. if you are dropping 1,000 receiving yards or something, then yeah.
Defensive Rookie of the Year?
I've gone for David Bailey of the New York Jets.
I went with Reuben Bain. The Buccaneers.
Yeah.
He's looking really good and he's looking very angry, and you know I love an angry defensive lineman.
But the Buccaneers are a truck fire.
He looks so
you know
angry.
What I mean?
Also, he's got such good branding because he can be like Bane from Batman. Like, just, it's going to be fantastic. Protector of the Year, I don't know if you did this.
I did.
I did Quinn Miners from the Broncos.
Do you know what?
Did you not have, do you not have him? I just assumed you would.
I had Garrett Bowles.
Oh, so I have
the
Quinn
other
Miners.
One. Mm. You see, I had more, I couldn't, I was tossing up between them. I was,
yeah.
I was tossing it between them, but that Broncos offensive line, oh my word. Did we miss one?
Comeback player of the year.
Oh, don't even waste time.
So I actually, just because I always think it's very cool when people come back from injuries that they could be career ending, would have liked it to be Nnamdi Madubuike, because that's always great, but it's going to be Patrick Mahomes.
Of course it is. So. I didn't even waste any time looking at it. I'm like, he's only got to throw one touchdown this season. Be like, oh my God. Like, yeah, it was just like, I'm not wasting
my
time.
Can you do for the camera?
Oh, my God. I'm like...
I'm gonna try to cut that.
I was like, my God. It's just like, why? I started to type it into Google of like, you know, and I just went, why are you wasting your time? You could be picking your Super Bowl prediction instead of doing this.
The other options are like Bo Nix and a couple of other people who have been injured, but...
Bo Nix is... Yeah, all the attention, all the news for the first 6 weeks is going to be Patrick Mahomes.
Or it's going to be one of those ones which I hate. It's going to be like Kyler Murray, who came back from nothing.
Who came back from being crap.
Oh, God.
Come back from crap of the year. No, it's not swearing.
I don't
know. The SH1T word is swearing, but not...
I don't know.
The CRAP team. Okay.
I don't know.
No. Okay, well, if I'm not here next Monday, we know that Planet FM were not impressed by my description. They were either big Kyler Murray fans and have got rid of me because of that, or that the CRAP word was naughty.
Let's go!
As Darren alluded to, we are going to be talking about the AFC North today.
We are indeed.
They are playing the NFC South and the AFC South this year.
NFC South?
And the AFC South. Both South divisions.
NFC South, that's not a tough division.
That's why I put two people from the AFC North in, because these two divisions.
You're Reuben Bain and you're Tyler Shook and you're Payne's King and you're whoever else the other team are. Oh, yeah, your Bijan Robinson and your Drake London.
Your coach of the year team.
Yeah, my coach of the year and offensive player of the year team.
Shall we start with the Bengals? Their over-under is 9.5 this year.
Yeah, I think that's a bit loose on the Bengals. I think they can do better than that. I'm just trying to... Here we are.
Their main loss was Trey Hendrickson, but they added Dexter Lawrence and Boye Mafe, Jonathan Allen, Brian Cook, Kyle Duggar. There's a theme, it's that they really need to fix their defense, and hopefully they have.
Maybe we've been saying that for the last year and a half, maybe.
I think everyone in the world has.
They were 6-11. Zach Taylor, if he's on the hottest of seats, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. I didn't pick the Bengals because I think that the coaching staff is going to absolutely fumble this. I reckon they could easily, you could easily put the Bengals in the Super Bowl, but I think the coaching staff's going to fumble it.
It was interesting when I was looking at the top 100 NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow fell from like 6 to 48 or something. It was like, that's a massive fall.
Also, can Burrow stay healthy? That's another one.
Can he be nominated for Comeback Player of the Year for the fourth time or something like that?
I know. I don't think he wants to win that though.
No. Shamar Stewart suffered a hyperextended knee early in camp.
That looks so gross.
Yeah, that's not good.
It was so gross.
Obviously, preseason action is underway this week. And the betting markets have trended more favourably towards the difficulty of Cincinnati's 2026 regular season schedule.
Can we talk about our team from last year?
Let's do it.
The Browns. Over under is 6.5. They do have a new coach in Todd Monken and yet to decide the quarterback.
And wasn't that one where the coach turned up and the guy that was there just said, I'm not stopping? And left.
Defensive coordinator, unfortunately.
What was his name? Jim Schwartz.
I think the defense still has so much talent on it. And it is a shame that they lost Jim Schwartz because he was a great schemer.
But I mean, look, they've lost Myles Garrett, but that Jared Verse is no luck, right?
He's the Browns' defense is full of talent.
But last year, when that defense was on and the offense could do, like, score at least more than 14 points, they were...
The Browns always make it interesting. The Browns will always win a weird AFC North matchups because they're actually always a hard out. This is the Browns.
I mean, the most interesting thing about the Browns is what on earth is happening at quarterback, right? Shadur Sanders, Deshaun Watson, Dylan Gabriel, Tylan Green, like...
Do you think they'll trade for Kenny Pickett again?
No.
Just to add to the fun.
Do you reckon that they are literally waiting for next year's draft?
As we found, it's hard to be a Browns fan. It's really hard. There's some very good players there, but it's very hard to be a Browns fan.
The quarterback room has faced national scrutiny.
Yes.
And high interception numbers in early August putting pressure on Monken to stabilise the position.
Also, like, the defence is good, so of course they're going to intercept.
Yes.
Shall we talk about who I think are going to win this division and the most stable, the AFC North, the Steelers, with Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, it's... Those sort of get back together things don't always end well. There's a lot of people not thinking that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be actually great this year.
My most concern is the Patrick Graham on defensive coordinator. Just given he was the Raiders defensive coordinator last year and it didn't go very well with the Raiders, but I don't know. I just think the Steelers are always pretty solid. I think they're one of those teams that's hard to doubt. They're just the Steelers.
But their win total is around 8.5.
Yeah, it's 8.5.
Oh, so you're not winning the division with 8.5.
No, but then the over-under for the Ravens is 11.5, which I think is quite high.
I mean, it'll be interesting this week. I mean, we're not going to see much. Their preseason opener is the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And then their regular season opener 1 month later is the Atlanta Falcons. That's a good test.
Yeah.
That is a good test.
The most interesting thing about the Ravens, will Lamar Jackson actually be there next year?
Oh, don't we have this, I'm going to stay.
I think there's a high chance that he could leave.
But where's he going?
I don't know. But
if he's lost speed as well, then, I mean, I've never really rated him, but over the last couple of years, you can't doubt his touchdown to interception ratios have been pretty
good.
He's
a very good passer. He's very underrated passer. He's a very good passer. He's very accurate. He can read coverages really well. He can obviously run. That's what he was good at.
How's the injuries been since John Harbaugh left?
Surprisingly, the Giants are suffering quite a few, but the Ravens aren't. Shocking, that, isn't
it? How could that be?
I don't know.
Jesse Minter taking the reins as head coach, bringing in offensive coordinator Declan Doyle.
Yes.
Who plans to lean heavily into play-action schemes, utilising Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. And why wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's also interesting. They're going to put him under centre more, so therefore he won't actually probably be running as much as he used to.
I still can't get over that Saflowers contract.
It's a big contract.
Yep. There's a lot of talk that Lamar Jackson is back to being fully healthy, which... Are they saying that he hasn't been for some time?
Well, he wasn't healthy last year. He had a knee and a hamstring injury for out the whole season. So, I think what's interesting, though, is he does seem like one of those players who sometimes just needs to be kicked down, and then he comes back up roaring, which is what he's done in quite a few as MVP years. So, yeah. But the remade interior O-line will also be a thing to watch, because they've lost a lot of people. Like, a lot of people.
I still can't believe that the Bengals traded Hendrickson into the division.
They didn't trade.
Well, no, he's free, wasn't he?
He's free agent.
Yeah, sorry.
What the Ravens did do is the Max Crosby.
Stop that. Yes. Yes.
It's more of the trade that went weird.
Yes. Ione. Quite high on people, quite a lot of people on him.
Mm-hmm. First round pick for the Ravens.
Yes.
Yep. Same with Zion Young, the edge, and the second round pick, yeah.
And opening up with the Colts. So... it'll be an interesting test for both teams.
That one's always a very interesting game because of the history between those two franchises.
Yes.
If you are unaware, the Baltimore Colts left in the middle of the night telling no one that they had moved to Indianapolis. And I have to say, the Baltimore fans do remember that.
Yes. And why wouldn't you?
When you lose your team overnight. Shocking how upset people can be.
And then had to wait years for one to come back.
And then they stole the one from Cleveland.
Cleveland, so. That's right, yeah.
So, what goes around comes around.
So, yeah, I have nothing else to say about those. I think the Bengals are going to win that division. You think the Steelers are going to win it?
Yeah. Well, the AFC North is one of those divisions where you just kind of have to wait for the playoffs because none of these teams are particularly interesting in the regular season. Will they make the Super Bowl? I don't know, but really, they're just...
Well, the Browns aren't winning it. I think we'd both agree, right? The Browns aren't winning that division.
Look, if the Browns win the Super Bowl, we have to do something mental.
Oh. Baltimore are great till they reach the playoffs, and then it seems to completely fall apart.
Then the Bengals are so injured all the time that it's hard for them to get there.
I mean, the interesting thing about the Steelers is, can Aaron Rodgers last? I mean, what is he now, 42? I mean, it's his last season.
Do you know what's funny in this division? Coming out of last year, he was the healthiest at the end of the year compared to the three very young quarterbacks. Oh, that started in the division. It's just amusingly, the 40-year-old is the one that lasted in that division last year.
Do you think he's going to ever get invited back on the Pat McAfee show again?
Yeah, that was a fun show, wasn't it?
Well, he went scorched earth.
Yeah, obviously, was done with that show.
Yeah, and he was he went after the Vrabel Rossini thing. He just went.
Yeah.
Wow. He was off.
Yeah, it was. I don't know what he drank in the morning. I don't know what happened, but it was
It was funny because you could see at first McAfee and his cronies were like, "Huh, yeah, it's just Aaron being Aaron." And then he went into Fauci and everything. It was like, "Ooh!"
Then he started
trying to back it out. Then going after ESPN executives, you could see McAfee was like,
"This is who pays me. This is who pays me." And that's when you have an error with the feed.
Yes.
It's what you do. You got pulled by. You're like, oh, sorry, we appear to have lost.
That's it, yes. Well, the Pat McAfee show will be back shortly. Yeah. A very similar thing happened in the UK in the late 90s, I think it was. It was a football show, Skinner and Badil, who made the Three Lions song. They were running that for the World Cup. And they had John Lydon, the lead singer of the Sex Pistols, on, who's a huge Arsenal fan. But couldn't keep his mouth shut, and all of a sudden,
Gunners.
The show just cut, And then it came back and it was just Skinner and Badil and no John Lyon. They were like, yeah, well, after all of the interesting conversation before the break, yeah, you can see that someone's missing now. And they just, he was gone.
He just went to the bathroom and never came back.
And never came back. Climbed out the little window and disappeared.
We went to get a packet of cigarettes.
So?
And, yes. So, let me start this by saying your favourite sentence that I always say. I thought we'd have a little fun.
Which always then brings this expression.
And I was going to do what you often do to me. So I gave you a list before the show started. I will read out this list so people know.
You did, but what I will say is you didn't tell me any context. You just went, can you make a note of this list?
Yeah, so you have it. So the Jets, Cardinals, Dolphins, Colts, Buccaneers, Browns, Falcons, Titans, Commanders. This is based off a small text conversation we had the other week where I said, what teams are the number one pick contenders for the NFL draft next year? No trades. So this is, who is going to be the worst team in the NFL this year? I gave you a list of people, and now I want you to rank your top five as who you think is most likely to get the number one overall pick.
And what if you give me a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. I'll tell you who I don't think is in there.
Okay.
I don't think the Buccaneers are in there.
Okay.
I mean, there's some, you know, there's some issues behind the scenes, and I don't think Mayfield's forcing his way out. Nothing's happening. And he's too much of a competitor to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he's one of them that's like, screw you, I don't like my contract. He's just going to be playing for a bigger contract somewhere else.
Yep.
So I think they're potentially out. I also think the Falcons are out. Okay. Right? I think they are contenders for their division.
Every year you love the Falcons.
I know.
I don't know why.
They burned so badly last year.
Like, so bad. They have not been kind to you. Ever. They've never been kind to you.
Well, you and the Cowboys, let's talk.
I know.
You
and the Cowboys.
What about them Cowboys?
The Cowboys burn everyone. You're the one who goes into the Falcons fire and gets burnt.
Right. Yep. Who else is not in there? Colts.
Colts, okay.
Yeah, I think the Colts may win 7. I don't think that's going to be good enough to be in the top 5.
Daniel Jones from the Giants turns up, though.
Yeah. But we didn't see that last year, so the only problem is the recovery, the injury. And then, luckily, they've got to fit back up.
Because you have to say, Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers had a similar injury, and neither of them looked good on their first year back. And you would say both of them are better quarterbacks than Daniel Jones.
This gets tough now.
Yeah, I know.
It gets tough now because I'm pretty locked in on
the Commanders.
3.
Commanders?
No. You see, if the Jaden Daniels comes back that we...
Yeah.
But I don't know who he's thrown anything to.
Well, Stephon Diggs now.
Well, Stephon Diggs, but like Stephon Diggs, isn't he?
He's
about
also
107?
Now lost his left tackle, Larry Tunsil, so it's not great either.
And there's still a lot of concern that he's still very flimsy.
Yeah, he's going to be apparently...
I mean, look what happened to the last running quarterback, RG3, who also got destroyed by the Commanders. I don't know if the Browns really kind of agonizes me a bit because their defense, but then what is that offense? Who's throwing to who? Like,
so the Browns wide receivers have been remade, though. They have Casey Concepcion and Denzel Boston and Jerry Jeudy, and they picked up someone else.
I know, but Jerry Judy's been there for like what, 3 years?
No, 2.
Two, but he's done nothing. The only game he played decent in was against the Broncos.
Well, because they also have, I've forgotten the tight end name.
Oh, yes.
Name. Okay,
I know you mean. I think the Jets are there, just because of the coaching.
So, I
think
because I also
there.
Did the ranking.
Oh, okay. I haven't ranked yet. I haven't done the numbers yet.
I always say this. So the Jets, I don't have getting the number one overall pick because they're the Jets and they'll somehow
find a way to win on the last day of the season. And
that is why I don't have them getting the number one overall pick because that's what they always do to Jets fans and they rip out Jets fans' hearts.
Oh, this is so hard. I've got 3. I've got to make a decision on the other 2. The Browns have got that defense. The Cardinals, it really comes down to, what's it?
I have them as my number one.
Do you?
Yep. They
wow.
have the most difficult schedule, and they're just lacking talent. They have Trey McBride. Hopefully Jeremiah Love is something, but what if he's not?
Yeah, and well, we saw that with Ashton Jeanty, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it can take you a while, and yep. If no one can block for you,
that is not.
Oh God, that was a bit Trumpish, wasn't it? If no one can block,
and it's
for
not
you,
like the Cardinals are got this most stellar offensive line. Their offensive line's not terrible, but it's not exactly like the Broncos or something.
Right. No, I'm taking these out. I'm taking them out. I'm sticking with five. Yep, I'm going. I've got it.
Okay. Who else do you not have in? Because you have six.
Titans.
The Titans, you don't have in as number one overall? Okay.
But, well, if I've got Carnell Tate.
As offensive
and you are massively high on Cam Ward.
But I also just like
you
Cam Ward as a person.
You are massively high on Cam Ward.
I like
Ward.
Him as a person.
Yeah, but I like a lot of people as a person.
I know.
But it doesn't mean they're competent.
I will support
I've
people.
Worked with a lot of people I've liked. It doesn't mean that any of them are competent.
I just want to point out you are on public radio.
I am on public radio, and most of them are in the UK, so it doesn't matter. I'm not including my current team, who are all absolutely outstanding.
Especially so, John.
100%.
Go, John.
Yes. So I've got the five. Because you've kind of pushed me here. Like, there's,
I gave
like,
you nine. I
know, but...
Is there some team that you thought I left out of this nine?
Yeah.
Who?
Raiders. I think the Raiders could be in that mix. I've got the Raiders will be in the top nine.
Okay. I thought you were high on the Raiders. That's why I didn't
I was, but then they've got this whole quarterback problem now. They've got this whole... Kirk Cousins wants to
fight
with everybody.
I had 10, and then I took out the Raiders because I was like, oh, because Darren's going to be like, oh, no, the Raiders are going to be good this year, because you've been talking about the Raiders the whole time, so I was like, oh, I'm going to take them out so I don't have to hear about the Raiders.
And guess who he brings back?
The Raiders!
Come on back!
I was like, jeez. Raider Nation!
Yeah, no, the Raiders probably still not there for another year.
Okay, well, I would have put them in, but I took them out because
But whether
Raider
I'd have had them
Nation.
In the top five... I think Genty's going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the problem is who they're throwing to, apart from Brock Bowers.
Yes, well, that's what I said as well.
Because I wonder if the Browns could actually be better than the Raiders, you know what I mean?
Oh, the Browns can definitely be better than the Raiders. Yeah.
So.
Browns defense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a tough division, and they're playing a tough division.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Raider Nation.
I've got it.
You've got it?
I've got it.
Go.
In five.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders.
Raider Nation.
Raider Nation. I still think they've got... I don't think that Mendoza... I think he's going to be better
mm-hmm.
than Cousins. I think he's going to play more games than Cousins. I don't know whether the system is going to suit him to start off with, and I think he's going to be trying to find a seat. He could be wrong. He could come out like Jaden Daniels did, and he could be scorched earth. But I'm putting the Raiders at five.
Mm-hmm.
At four, this is a mighty fall from grace, considering where they were 2 years ago. But injured quarterback last year, I like the Commanders. I don't know if Dan Quinn, you know what I mean? Dan Quinn,
where's
you know.
Where's your pride, Darren?
I love Jaden Daniels, but I just think he's on the wrong team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you told me about Cam Ward.
That's what happens when you get picked by the wrong team. It's
That's
terrible.
Right. Mm-hmm. But they were good. They went to the championship, mm-hmm. and it was because of Jaden Daniels, but then McLaurin and all that, they're all getting old. And Dan Quinn was 26 of March.
He's a good defensive coordinator.
I know.
No, I just mean, like, he might not be a head coach, but he's a very good defensive coordinator.
Yes. Mm. I mean, you've got Fangio and all
you
those others as well.
You have lots of people yeah. who are not good head coaches, but are good coordinators.
Salah. What's the guy? Flores.
Patriots.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, McDaniel, yeah. So, Commanders are four.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad about that.
Three?
The Jets. Because you're right. They'll find a way.
J-E-T-S. Jets.
They are going to find a way not to make it to number one. They have a bit more talent than they had previously, but I don't see it.
They're just going to Jets it. Yeah. They're going to Jets it up. I'm sorry.
Number two, the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Although, Carson Beck, possibly. And number one, the Dolphins. They just look dog. They just look dog.
Again, I don't have the Dolphins at one. for my list, I don't have the Dolphins at one because they're the Dolphins and they'll also somehow dolphin it up.
No, I don't think they're good enough to dolphin it up.
Oh, they'll do something weird.
No. I think the Dolphins are going to finish one.
They'll do something really weird. Or Devon Achane will go for 2,000
yards. That's right, yeah.
Like,
break, it'll be something break the running ridiculous. Back record. Yeah. Right, well, thanks for that, DT.
All good.
Yeah, and that was the end of our show. Don't forget to follow us on all our socials, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
McDonald's, so, please sponsor us.
And that has been our show for another week. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
And we'll see you back here Monday night at 6:30 on Planet FM 104.6.